This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
What's the vibe of this podcast? What is like, where are we supposed to be emotionally?
Oh, George, how you feel right now, it's going to continue and intensify.
Got it. Okay. So we're supposed to be experiencing an ambient awkwardness.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
And you're supposed to leave before the podcast is done, which I didn't know my first time and I stayed till the end.
You're not supposed to do that. It's just some people kind of, they hit a threshold and they can't take it anymore.
Hello,
it's John C.
HeadGum's newest hire, Dane. How do you pronounce your last name? Cardell?
Cardiel.
Cardiel.
Yeah, great
Dane
start.
Dane Cardiel at it again with the white Vans.
Damn, Daniel, back at it again with the white Vans.
Welcome to the Thunderdome, Dane. First week
Amazing.
In HeadGum. He's already entering the lion's den.
So loud.
Word of the week, den. That's $1,000 to me. You guys can split it evenly. That's $333 from each of you. Dane, San Diego native. Let's start you off with a major key alert. When you're in San Diego, you got to hit up Swami's.
you got to focus,
What's
man.
That?
You're all over the place.
I'm bouncing off the walls because Dane is here.
Yeah. We did the loud intro. Yeah.
Swami's, I don't know her.
Yeah. And you're going too frenetically.
Yeah.
Like, it's too, and you also asked him how to pronounce his lap. Yeah, never mind.
That was supposed to be the first sound, just to like announce
Dane.
Are
you on drugs?
Am I on drugs?
Yeah.
I'm off 3 cold brews, and that's only within the past 45 minutes.
Right.
That's good.
Amir, you were saying? I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's just so much of it, so fast.
Yeah.
Like, you introduced Dane, and it was really loud. You asked him how to pronounce his last name mid-introduction, which is, like, obviously going to slow down everything. But then you kept powering through.
Yeah.
You haven't even said that Danny and me are on the show at all.
Yeah.
And now you're, like, moving on to, like, San Diego recommendations. Nobody knows anything.
No.
Focus.
With us as always, Amir Blumenfeld, Danny Sellers on the sax, and I mean, what else is there to say but HeadGum's newest hire, Dane Cardiel. He's a all-star coming over from Simplecast, which is actually the RSS feed that we use for this show and the show
for
only.
This is the only show that I was able to successfully get over from one of our competitors at the time. But
I'll start off with a confessional just to be vulnerable with you so that we can connect. I hated Simplecast when I first started using it.
Oh, no.
Because I was coming from Art19, and at first I was like, I don't know how to do the ad things. It's very confusing. 2 months in, I was like, this is 10 times better than Art19. Art19 sucks.
Yeah, relax.
Well,
you don't have to start burning bridges.
Yeah, that wasn't me saying that.
That was Danny saying that.
Yeah,
I want that to be on the record.
No. Wait, has Danny been on this show before? Has he
Danny's
has
an all-star.
He like endure this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Been here before. I've been down this road before. It's a very steep, windy road, but I've been here before.
I'm surprised this podcast has some listenership. Like, how did that happen?
Dane.
That's a good question. How did this? How are people listening? And why? Really? You say traffic has gone up.
The first 2 words of that question is good. The rest of it kind of trails off. What I was going to ask is, how does Cardiel do?
Yeah.
How do I do?
How do you do?
Okay, so we're doing this thing where if I ask a question, you just ask me a different question back, and we kind of just forget that I ever said anything.
Yeah, that wasn't a transition. Yeah. He just changed his question. He asked you why people listen to this show, how traffic has gone up, when it's clearly such a shit show, a mess, a loud nuisance. And you're saying that the numbers indicate that more and more. Wow is right. Chill. Yeah.
That's kind of rude, actually, considering how
well,
much
Well, actually,
time...
you know, just to give you, like, I guess some perspective, I'll just, you know, coming in, I feel like everyone is kind of on you, Jeff. And I'm kind of wondering why that is. I actually like you, you know.
I appreciate that. We are almost
and I don't
one
think
and the
I'm,
same.
I'm not going to like change my opinion of you just because everyone is like, you know, quite negative, I would say.
Yeah.
But again, this is a, I guess, a comedy shop. So maybe there's some like tough love underneath the surface there.
Damn,
you haven't. Yeah. You haven't done the show yet. So like, Jeff, tread really lightly. Like Dane hasn't turned against you.
Yeah,
because everybody,
100%.
Yeah, is that LeBron?
He doesn't say 100%. He says like he'll basically talk about how there are some conversations that we need to have and things of that nature.
Oh yeah.
He says and things of that nature every other sentence.
Yeah, and things of that nature. That's true.
Oh yeah.
Dane, we've caught lightning in a bottle here. I don't really know what else to say. This. Kind of 1-2 punch at Shaq and Kobe with me and Danny. I think Danny's probably Kobe. I think I'm Shaq because I'm like dependent.
I'm Rick Fox. Robert Horry.
Robert Horry
the
is
the hottest forward.
And what'd you say?
Yeah. I said the hottest forward.
I thought you said an honest forward, which I also would
that
use
too.
To describe Danny Sellers. Dane, we should say Brooklyn, New York.
Wait, yeah, you should say that, but that is an old address of mine. Did you look up like my credit score illegally?
I did a background check.
Okay, interesting.
I did a background check on Spokio because I have a
heart attack.
I'm having heartburn because of the coffee. You didn't react at all to that. I thought you were going to be a little upset. We will bleep that out, but basically. This is the first time I doxed someone without asking them for the address. So I searched your name on Spokio, which I have a premium account on.
Stop.
And that was the one that came up.
Burping. It's disgusting. Don't eat before the show.
What about Olivia Burpee? So it's Gherky doing burpees.
What? What is Spokio?
It's a good question. You did say Spokio a lot without ever like stopping to mention the fact that it's like what a background check website.
Spokio is basically a background check website.
Yeah, I almost got my ass kicked at that address actually.
By who?
There was a thing that happened where a bunch of packages were getting stolen in the front, and then I guess like they got like a screenshot of the video of the person stealing the package.
And it was you.
No, it wasn't me. They were saying, if you see this person, call the police. And I'm like, I don't want the police to show up here for any reason. So I ripped it down. The dude got a video of me ripping it down.
Ooh.
And came to my door saying, why the fuck did you rip this down?
And what'd you say?
I said, I don't want the cops to show up here. Like, figure it out. Like, you know, request for a signature.
And then he tried to beat the shit out of you, or?
Well, no. Then it was just like eye stares for like 6 months and really uncomfortable. Not the best.
So that's why you moved.
Yeah. That's why I moved. Yeah.
And where are you at now?
Well, we talked about Hudson Valley last week, so we can't.
Yeah, but we can't. Don't tell him. He'll say it and accidentally leak it, and nothing good can come of Jeff knowing.
Yeah, I guess that was actually another question of mine when it comes to like, I guess this pretty decent listenership here.
Yeah,
what is it like to, you know, interact with fans, Jeff? You have fans, right?
No, so, Amir has fans, and then sometimes they can't get to him, so they DM me.
I get DMs sometimes too now. It's kind of interesting. It's like a
Danny has fans.
Like Kevin Bacon. Amir's the new Kevin Bacon, I feel like.
Yeah.
I get that a lot.
They used to call you Amir Bacon.
No, they didn't. No
so,
one's ever
Dane,
said that.
Just so you know, on this show, it's okay to break. It's okay to like laugh.
Yeah, he clearly didn't think that was funny. Why would it be funny to... They used to call you Amir Bacon is the joke you think he was stifling laughter for?
On a Friday afternoon, sun's out.
Before a holiday weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Summer Friday, 4:15 p.m. Yeah.
We should... let's talk about the 4th of July. Let's talk about Independence Day. Danny, any plans? Any plannies?
Nice.
Try to watch some stand-up comedy, do some stand-up comedy, take naps, walk the dog. Simple shit. I need to get a grill. I don't have a grill here in LA yet, so.
I got a grill for free a couple weeks ago on Memorial Day. Yeah. Check Craigslist. There could be people trying to just get rid of old grills.
Danny, do you have a backyard? Do they have backyards in LA?
I have a little terrace, you know, terrace, you know, concrete little situation. Nice. So I could fit a little something back there.
Are you going to grill out?
No, I don't have a grill yet. That's the whole point of this.
No, if you get one tomorrow or Sunday.
Oh, yeah, then, yeah, 100%.
I think it's a good catalyst, like, because we got it for Memorial Day, and we were like, we have to get it for this thing. And that was a good push to get it versus, like, other times you'd be like, yeah, I should get a grill, but then you probably won't for a couple months.
This is dope.
I don't have any plans. I think I'm going to maybe do kayaking on my kayak.
On the Hudson?
Somewhere, yeah. And I, you know, I used to golf in high school. This is a really a dumb thing to like to do.
It's very San Diego.
It's fun, right? For me. And I met a friend golfing recently. I have no friends up here. Yeah, he wanted to go golfing on Monday. So I might do that.
What's your handicap?
I'm like plus 11, plus 10.
I do like this Oculus mini golf game. And I know the verbiage, you know, birdie, eagle, albatross, never bogey, heard. Double bogey, the dreaded triple bogey. Handicap is basically how many strokes above par average you shoot on average. Is that correct?
That's right.
So 11's pretty good, considering.
Right. Yeah. Amongst 18 holes or 9 holes?
That's like half birdies or half pars, half bogeys. That'll get you 9 over.
No, that's 18.
Oh, yeah. Man. Isn't that?
What are? My dog does not like that. What are you doing, Jeff, for the weekend?
Tomorrow, my roommate and I booked a cheap hotel room downtown just so we can use the rooftop pool. And then on the 4th, we're going to a friend's barbecue.
So you book a hotel, then you get a hotel key, but you don't use the hotel key. You just go to the pool and never go into the room. Are you using the room as like a changing room
move
for $300?
Let's move on. Dane, how was your first weekend?
Interesting.
I've never heard of that before.
So how much is the room?
It was like $100-something, and we have 8 friends splitting it 8 ways.
So you grab 8 people.
It's a $20
and
cover
give
for
them,
a pool.
And they don't check to see like, because you're not getting 8 keys, right? You're just like swiping people up like it's a fucking dining hall in
when
college.
When did this become
yeah,
a
right
cross-examination? Right? Am I
how,
on trial?
How old are you, Jeff?
Me? I'm 23.
Oh. 23? Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Did you think older or younger?
I thought at least 26, 27.
Damn. You're a rough 23, bro. That's rough feedback.
The issue is I've been in the sun without sunscreen too many years, so it's all starting to crack. Dan, how was your first week at HeadGum? Is it week and a half or just week?
Yeah, about a week and a half. It's been, I mean, ask Danny. I mean, he's kind of had to have me around for most of it.
Ugh,
but
Danny.
I've liked it.
I'm just a mere vessel of help. That's all I am.
I think we're all doing a great job. We're all helping each other. That's the goal, right?
Not really.
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
every
it's,
man for his fucking self.
No, it's, that's a bad attitude.
Well, we should tell the listeners that basically... These two guys work in podcast acquisitions, which is basically poaching, being sharks, getting other shows from other networks, scheming in a way.
That's not
and
true.
It's a commission-based pace. So if Danny gets 12 shows, that's $12,000 to his name.
No.
Yeah, and I'm smoking a cigarette and having a big suit on in the penthouse of my apartment.
Absolutely.
Like, this is like Glengarry Glen Ross.
Right. Yeah.
People deliver leads and then you sort of are angling because you're desperate for the sweet leads.
Always be always acquisitions. Dane, let's talk about it.
Just got done cold calling 100 podcasts right before this.
But what's the rosebud thorn of working at HeadGum so far? Thorn first to get the negative out of the way.
No negatives yet, actually. You know, everyone's super nice, super funny. Maybe a little mean, you know. I think I would have cooled it a little bit on being so mean to one particular person in the chat.
For sure.
In the Slack. Yeah.
But now I'm realizing why that is. So I feel like if if folks were a little strategic about that would have been a little bit better.
He's starting to turn. You hear that, Jeff? He's starting to turn on you. Really? It begins 16 minutes in and he starts to at least understand why people are mean to you. Yeah. That's sort of like step one.
Well, now that you're 23, I feel like that's now just like a different... You know, 26, I was like, okay, like this guy, you know, he's got it together. And
no.
Yeah. But then you hear that he splits hotel rooms with 8 friends and then they swipe each other into a pool area.
Right. That's wild.
You're welcome to come, Danny.
No, thank you. Is it going to work?
Like, that's a good question. Is it going to work?
It obviously won't, but what if?
8 people is like maybe 4.
It might be 10.
8.
It that's might be 10 because I invited my buddy
Eli. Like half the people up there are all using the same key.
We're all going to go in a group. It's going to be fine to bad. I'm also the youngest
of
my friends.
Hotel?
Most of my friends are like 25, 28.
Yeah, what hotel?
Freehand.
You gestured at me. How old do you think I am?
I think you're 29.
29. Okay, cool.
And how old are you?
Wait, didn't you have a premium service that gives you my age?
Oh, you're 32.
Yeah. Ask Spokio.
How'd you remember it?
Because I did it like 40 minutes ago.
Oh my God.
What a creep.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
We have one more thing to get to, and then we have a segment. Dan, number of sexual partners in your entire life?
Don't
bonus
ask that.
Points
Don't
for
answer
saying
it.
Their full
Next
legal
question.
Names.
Next question.
All right.
That actually should be on there.
On Spokio. I actually ran into a high school ex of mine last night. Here we go. Dane Johnson. Do you guys know Dwayne Johnson? He's actually known as The Rock. Yeah. So this is Dane The Rock Johnson. Dane, I'm going to text you privately in the chat some lines from Dwayne Johnson movies, and you're going to do your best to deliver them as you would. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
All right. It doesn't, but we'll do it anyway, I guess, right?
So do your best, The Rock.
There's your cot. Don't jack off on my sheets.
I'm so sorry, but that's not how The Rock would ever do that.
There's no way The Rock ever said that.
No, he said that. That was in Baywatch.
Are you just trying to get sort of out of context? Is this just your like out of context grift?
No, I mean, that one was pretty blue to be sure. But he said that in Baywatch and that didn't sound like The Rock. So try it again. This time, try and sound like The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, we should say.
Can you give me an example of The Rock? I honestly don't know.
Oh, yeah. So basically, he'll often be like, hey, Skip. Why don't you get on this ship?
That's okay.
Kind of like, he's like sly. He's like deep voice like that. Kind of like masculine in a way. He's jacked, to be sure. You know, he got
I guess I have to like think that I have like a big neck, right?
Yeah, basically kind of like this.
Yeah. TRT.
That's good.
With all due respect, Captain, when this whole thing is over, we're going to find a location. And I'm going to knock your teeth so far down your throat, you're going to stick a toothbrush right up your ass to brush them.
So
this is all from Baywatch?
No, that's from Fast and Furious.
You seem like Pornhub subtitles.
First one's about J-O.
And Danny, these are like just the first couple that I saw. Here we go.
This is wild.
I'll tell you who you're not. Oh, wait. Let me start over. Yeah. I tried it.
Dwayne. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So well paid. You got to know the difference between what and who.
I'll tell you who we're not. We're not people who shove staples into other people's heads. That's CIA crap.
Nice. So that's Get Smart, Amir.
Get Incredible. Smart. You mean Central Intelligence?
No. Get Smart with fucking Michael Scott. What's his name?
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell, yeah.
What is this?
These are all such forgettable movies that he's in. He's such a big movie star, but like I haven't seen any of these movies, nor do I remember any of them. How is he the Arnold of our generation?
Go for it, Dan.
Bustin' Weebles. Experience the heat. Bustin' Weebles. Catch the magic. Bustin' Weebles. Catch who writes this?
No, it's... Do you mind if I give you a line read?
Yeah, please.
It's Bustin' Weebles. Experience the heat. Bustin' Weebles. Catch the magic. Bustin' Weebles. Catch... Who writes this? Because that was actually from The Game Plan with Madison Pettis. And he had
I've never even heard of any of these movies. The Game Plan, Get Smart. What are these films that he's in? How did he become so successful? How is he such a bankable movie star?
I really don't know.
I've not heard of these. Yeah. Have you guys seen these movies?
No.
None.
He's in Fast and Furious.
That was Dane Johnson.
How did you think? Yeah, never mind.
So disappointed.
This is where it should cut. Or right here.
Sounds like JCPenney's music.
Yeah, in the elevator.
Ferris will cut this out, but you guys promised me you're going to really bring the heat today, right? At the very beginning, I said, I need high energy. I need you guys on your A game. Everyone agreed. Yeah. And so far, Danny's the only one who's fucking delivered.
Thanks. The last game was just Dane reading movie lines that nobody's heard of. How much energy can one bring to that? What did you want us to do during that?
Also, you spelled Boston four different ways in that sentence.
I didn't write it. Welcome to Daning Excitement.
Oh, God.
Have you guys ever feigned excitement?
Yes.
So this is Daning Excitement. So basically, I'm going to list something that Dane hates. And Dane, you're going to have to react as if you're really excited about it.
These are all fucking Dane acting challenges. What is going
Dacting
on here?
For short. Here we go.
The last one was Dane reading the rock lines. And now this is Dane feigning. Like, what do you want me and Danny to do while Dane is taking this fucking twisted acting class from you?
We could, I mean, you guys can feign excitement if you want. Like, I'm trying to figure it out because, like, what could you guys be doing? Do you guys have, like, tasks you need to get done?
Well, we could just talk about things that we hate to get to know each other, you know? Like, yeah. I'm not going to feign excitement over cops. I'm telling you that right now. Like,
especially not Django.
Well, you haven't heard the way that I phrased all this shit.
Okay.
And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
All right.
The Dodgers won the World Series.
That's it. That silence was it. I mean, what?
Dane hates the Dodgers.
Unbelievable.
So
here we go.
That's really hard for him to feign excitement.
All right. Now just picture you're in this headspace. You're done eating at a restaurant, but can't figure out if people want to stay longer or get the check. And you have to be excited about that.
What? Excited about what?
Are you kidding me?
That's not an exciting moment.
This is Danny excitement.
We know. So far, the first one is like, yeah, really exciting. And then the second one is like this weird moment where people don't know whether to stand or sit. Who would ever be excited about that?
That'd be the worst part of eating.
Does this show need a producer? I feel like I know some folks that actually would be willing to help out.
All right.
This is the turning moment. Like this is, I feel like it's like a self-inflicting wound, you know, Jeff, that, you know, maybe
this
like taking a step back. Like, why do people turn on me? It's like, well, we could have had a really fun moment on the show where it was things that wasn't embarrassing me.
For sure.
Yeah.
In the
process.
You're
shaming. You're putting Dane in a position to fail.
I'm Daning him.
You're what?
It's like shame and Dane. All right, Dane, you wave to your neighbor and they don't wave back. Dane, excitement?
Oh, yeah. I mean, thank God. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
I'm excited about it. Like, how do you communicate excitement via via audio?
It's a bad premise, but also the situations are also not good. So it's like you're digging a really deep hole that's nearly impossible for Dane to crawl out of.
We should take some listener feedback. How would they have crafted an episode to welcome a new member on a team that is only still 16 people?
All right, what about this? You fucked around and now you're gonna find out.
You can't see it because this is a podcast, but I was excited. I was excited.
All right. Congratulations, Dane. Congratulations
Fantastic.
For ruining my favorite segment.
When you asked me for those things, I was like, oh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
And I can't believe how the opposite of fun that was.
Yeah. You made us. Okay.
Do you have a size 38?
Are you a size 38?
No, 34.
Oh, I thought you meant suit. What are you, 42 regular?
Do you have this in the extra large or no?
You probably afford it too tall.
Can you check in the back, please?
Welcome to Cain and Abel, or Dane Enables.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Come on, man.
We gotta turn this around. We gotta turn this around.
Absolutely read the room.
Kind of religious.
Are you guys familiar with morals?
Like the muscle or the mushroom?
Yes, of course the mushroom.
I was so excited about these. and it's just not going the way I thought it would. So now it's like to start this one, which is the worst of the three.
Wow. And that's saying a lot, because the last one is deigning excitement that a neighbor didn't wave back to you.
So basically,
I'm trying to figure out, is this me, or is this,
you know? The energy you're feeling is what the show is. Okay, and cool, hearing cool. That tension is joyful, because those other people listening are on the outside. Right. And so it's like you're on the Titanic and you're just in the basement, but you're on the side that's not flooding. So you feel this fucking wave of euphoria.
Nice.
Nice.
That's a good not metaphor. Us, though.
Yeah, we're all dying.
Jake does say that he hates being on the show, but loves listening to it.
Right. That's correct.
Have you
That's
got,
the log line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you guys read Cain and Abel, Genesis? It's
in the Bible?
Torah in the first half of the Bible.
Yeah,
and the
I've
first third
read,
of the
I've,
Book of Mormon.
This is something that I can do, yeah.
So my sister went to the Yale Divinity School. The first testament of the Bible is mythology. It's not supposed to be taken literally. Cain and Abel weren't real people, even at the time of the book's writing. It was like a Greek myth. It was, what is the moral of the story? And the moral of the story, Amir, is what we're going to get into. But also, Dane, I can't help but feel like you might be a little bit of an enabler, man.
An enabler?
Yeah, like maybe your buddy is addicted to, for lack of a better term, cancer sticks, and you buy him American spirits.
Yeah, I could see myself doing that. What's wrong with that?
It's enabling, right? It's so this is perfect, actually. We're gonna get into
what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Bro.
We just glossed over the sister going to Yale too. Right. That was in there.
Right.
That was a salad.
Multiple levels of just like, what is he talking about?
That's a good cold open for the show, is Danny yelling, what are you talking about? Which you can probably make a soundboard item and drop every 30 seconds of this show.
Easily.
Basically, I'm gonna list off morals, and you tell me if it comes from the story of Cain and Abel or the story of Dane's life, which is that Dane enables.
Okay, that was a great introduction.
Gotcha. All right, sorry. Anger is okay as long as it doesn't lead you to violence. We should say this is for actual cast.
Who should answer this question? Should we
Anybody.
Let Danny?
First person to answer.
Cain and Abel.
Correct. That's $50 to the man in blue. Anger is good, and you should wield it to power your decisions.
That's Dane enabling.
Correct. That's absolutely right. That's $100 so far to Amir. It's also $50 owed to me for every wrong answer.
So yeah, guess wisely.
Worshipping God is serious business.
Cain and Abel.
Correct. That's absolutely right.
Verbatim.
Worshipping false idols is ideal to have.
Dane and Abel.
That's absolutely right.
Why is it Dane and Abel's? What did he do to enable that is what I'm wondering.
I mean, I'm seeing a lot of objects, found or otherwise, in Dane's Zoom background. It's looking like there might be things that could be satanic in nature.
Yeah.
God or karma or the universe, whatever you want to call it, will dole out punishment, not man himself. Basically, you can't take matters into your own hands.
Yeah, Cain and Abel. I'm correct. Sorry that nobody else is
absolutely
guessing,
correct. Amir is cleaning house. This is actually starting to become a bit of a problem. $250.
You don't have to Venmo me $250.
No, no, I'm a man of my word. Take matters into your own hands whenever possible and own a gun for sure.
I mean, I feel bad that nobody else is chiming in.
Dane enables. Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
There are consequences to sin.
You're not even slowing down.
Why would I slow down? I asked for high energy. And again, Danny's the only one fucking bringing it. When I
Danny
edit this shit,
guessed.
When I edit this shit, right? There's things that pauses that can be chalked up to the Zoom delay, and then if someone's really on their A game, it's overlapping dialogue. I don't even have to make L cuts, Dane. So when Danny cuts me off and says, "What the fuck are you talking about?" That's good comedy, and he knows timing. Amir, you've been at this game for what, 20 fucking years? And look at you, man. See? What was that pause? You're supposed to come back with a quip. Dane, I'm so sorry you have to see me like this.
No, you're not. You fucking get off to this shit.
Hedonism should be everyone's North Star.
Dane enabling.
Correct. Danny's going over $50. Tail end of the game. That's what I call a buzzer beater.
What is that? Where is that sound bite from?
I think it's a royalty-free like CD of game show music.
It seems like a VH1 reality TV show.
I used to watch VH1 and MTV for the music videos. Like, they had that one show where it was debuting new artists' music
TRL?
Video. I think it was TRL, yeah. Right?
But like yeah. YouTube rewatch or
Total Request?
No,
live?
On live. But it was like I remember when Taylor Swift's first music video came out on that, and I just watched it live. I was like, oh, she's pretty good. And I remember a little less 16 Candles, a little more Touch Me by Fall Out Boy. That one scared the shit out of me.
Oh, okay.
Danny, what's your Venmo?
You don't have to, because now we have to Venmo you back. It's just this weird thing. Yeah. Stop sending us cash.
Is it Danny Sellers 3?
Yep, that's the one. It's the one with the white guy.
He is white. It just loaded. Is it Wes Okay Gnarly 1?
Yep.
No, it isn't. You just want me to send $50 to somebody who won't send it back.
This is the risk you have to take to make content.
What a journey it's been. And I don't mean this podcast. I mean, your 32 years have led you to this point. And how do you feel?
I like Amir. I like Danny. This has been nice to see them here. You know, I would like to come back. Please let me come back. But I think, you know, I was actually thinking, because I am a subscriber or follower now of the podcast. I feel like if Marika was here, that was your biggest mistake, not having Marika on the show.
Yeah,
today she said that she was available, and
yeah, that was kind of awkward too. It was like, okay, Jeff, really?
Well, I don't want to have her.
Wow.
Jesus.
See, it's a cycle of negativity, you know, just like, right. you can't stop it, you
no,
know, we need to jump out of the stream.
Brene Brown says that setting boundaries is the most loving thing you can do. And
who?
What's that?
Who said that?
Brene Brown. Are you seriously not a brown head?
What? A brown head?
That's what my childhood bully called me, actually.
That's super racist.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Actually, and they might be listening to this, and I hope they are, actually. Somebody DM'd me a really aggressive paragraph about how they needed to know my ethnicity, and I didn't respond. And then 12 hours later, they said, wow, motherfuckers get 13,000 followers on Instagram and think they're too famous to respond to a DM. You asked me that's a kind funny. Of offensive question.
Say where you're, whatever the rock is.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
Polynesian.
Yeah.
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 What do you do at HeadGum, Jeff?
That's actually a great question, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because I've been meeting a lot of new people now that everyone's kind of vaccinated and everything. And people ask me what I do, and I said I just say I work in podcasting.
In what context do you meet people? I feel like are you trying to like kind of give like some, you're dating?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm single.
It's
going
like
to sound
like a dating. Okay.
No, like parties, and I went bowling. I beat my roommate by one in bowling on the last frame, Danny. It was a seller's
did
move.
Did you beat him, or did he just not catch up to you?
No, he was up by 16. Before my last frame, and so I needed to get 17 or better. I got a spare the first roll, and then all I needed was a 7, and I got it. It was 106 to 105. It was the coolest thing that's ever happened to me, because I'm not athletically inclined. So I really have not stopped thinking about that. But yeah, like settings like that, bowling, some new people showed up, meeting them. They asked me what I do. I say I work in podcasting, and they say, what do you do in podcasting? And depending on whether I like them and feel like we could actually have a conversation or not, I'll either tell them or not. But when I tell them, I say that I'm technically a producer, but I only produce the shows that I host. So it's a weird setup.
Yeah.
And that's all you say.
You shouldn't represent our brand in public any more than you already have. So if somebody sees you out and about, I need you to never mention HeadGum lest they associate that name and likeness with, well, you.
Tim Kalpakis had a really funny tweet. It said, he said, it's so hot that I put an ice cube in my, well, ass.
I can see that on the Out of Context HeadGum Podcast Twitter account already.
Yeah.
And if you don't follow it, that's my plug for today. Follow, what is it? OOTC.
Just search Out of Context HeadGum Podcast.
Who does that? Is that something we do?
It's a fan.
I don't know who does it. They pick really good quotes.
Oh, I thought for sure it was Jeff just behind the scenes. Just kind of.
I mean, it might be, yeah.
Everybody thinks yeah. I'm a fucking loser. Like, when people do anything, they're like, oh, Jeff's probably behind that. I'm like, no, I'm not that sad.
I believe that.
That was right. Everybody does think you're a fucking loser.
Damn.
Not because of the Twitter stuff.
I don't believe
Damn.
That.
This is tragic.
Holy shit.
Is that fair to say?
Is that fairest to say?
So, Jeff, what are you doing for Rock History Month?
Rock History. That's history for people who are that color.
Who are the rock.
Plugs?
I already gave mine. It's the Out of Context HeadGum Pod on Twitter.
Danny?
Follow Sellers, Instagram, Twitter. If you want to book me on a show in LA, please DM me. I would love to do it. Comedy.
Hell yeah. Dane, the prodigal son, what do you have going on? Point the people to. The floor is yours.
I was going to plug ICE, but then you didn't say plug. So it kind of like ruined my joke. But I guess Twitter is where I'm at. Dane Cardiel. I guess I also plug that I'm going to be in LA pretty soon.
Wow.
So...
You'll see the office. You'll see everybody here. When are you coming?
July 12th through the 17th. So,
oh shit,
gonna be a good time.
Is it a work trip, or are you just here for something else?
Nope, work trip.
Sweet. Yep. Jake will be here too, I think.
Huge if true. The studio.
We should plan
done.
We should plan something. Maybe a dinner.
That'd be cool.
Absolutely.
With all 1,000 of your friends, Jeff.
3,000.
Racially ambiguous. Jeff and a bunch of like curly haired white chicks is hanging out.
And you can follow me on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. Check out some of HeadGum's new shows. Check out Keeping Records. Check out fucking The Cast.
I love Drag Her. That would have been a great question to ask me. What HeadGum shows do you like as a new employee? Yeah.
That would be like, how nice would it be if Jeff was like, what HeadGum shows do you like? And then Dane had like a nice list of.
Yeah. Oh my God. It just ended.
Couldn't take the pressure of being critiqued at all, even constructively. I don't know if we're going to cut to Zach's there, but just know that I'm still recording locally.
Unbelievable.
But the Zoom, basically Jeff quit the Zoom. All right.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are.
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.